What's up, bossies? It's your host, Shauna, and it's the best day of the week because I get to talk to you guys for as long as I want, answer all your questions, and have a real talk. Make sure you subscribe so we can get this thing going and so you can get a notification once there's a new episode up. We all know I tend to upload on Wednesday or Thursday on some random hour, so at this point, subscribing is for your own safety. Bossies. I mean, this month has been extremely stressful for me, may I say. But now I'm back to usual and planning my April schedule already. I have so many things in my pipeline. And all meanwhile, my mom has visited me. So that's why I'm currently lacking a little bit of content, or, you know, I'm not able to upload the podcast on time because I really want to prioritize living life and enjoy my time with my family because I don't get to see them on a regular basis or on a daily basis. Yeah, and so it's really important to me that once I have the privilege to spend some time with them, that I really do that as well. I'm, by the way, doing this episode with no coffee or matcha in my system because I love you, but also because I ran out of both. And the stores haven't even opened yet. It's 6 a.m., so I might just talk nonsense. I have, you know, re-recorded this intro because it made no sense with the other intro that I did. And yeah, so bear with me. But with that being said, let's just jump into today's episode. You guys requested story time. My personal experiences and all my thoughts on certain topics, and that's what I'm doing today. First, you know, I want to talk friendships, my story time, and what to make of it, because that was like a big question you guys sent in. Like, so many of you guys were struggling, were between friendships, were deciding to keep a friendship alive still, or like just to cancel it. But yeah, nowadays, honestly, it can be really lonely for me because I'm far away from my family. And at the same time, you know, I'm not somebody who has many friends. I have a rather small circle because I know who I am, know what I want out of a friendship, and have certain expectations. I had such a crazy experience at university, and I think I even mentioned this previously on one episode, but yeah, basically I had this friend and everything seemed perfect. We just got one another. That's the type of friend I thought I can go even have a great time on vacation with, cry with, laugh with, celebrate life with. But it was a very short friendship after all, because this person tried to sabotage me in every way possible. She tried making things up somehow with people she knew, which were absurd. One time, for example, you guys, I kid you not, she speculated even if I had brothers just to make something up for no reason. And that was just it for me, you know? I do believe in second chances, but if a person can't accept you for who you are and appreciate you, then you shouldn't be really friends with them. Jealousy and comparison will rob you of all your joy. And I've quoted Roosevelt on our first episode ever because it's so true. I don't know what she would have gotten even out of this if she found out something that wasn't true, which obviously I wasn't the issue here. But the whole entire thing was so obnoxious that I just ended the friendship real quick. And I still can't understand what she got out of this, what she would have gotten out of this. I mean, how do you thrive on something like this? And some people actually have the audacity to act like they think this is the correct thing to do. I mean, it's psychotic behavior, and that's really that. There's no other explanation for this. Wow, we are starting off this episode heavy. I mean, but seriously, we can laugh about the things now she tried to make up. It's hilarious. So that's really about it. But talking friendships, what I have realized is that you will have different friends at different stages in your life. And if you and your bestie don't go towards the same direction in life, then chances are you will not be spending a whole lot of time together in the future. You might be kind of involved, but sooner or later, you kind of won't. And as harsh as this sounds, this is the simple truth. It's funny how back in the day in high school, I thought, oh my God, I will forever be friends with my bestie, but life worked out so differently for us. And I went to study abroad, and then little by little, you have less contact, which is normal. And yes, as I mentioned, it really does get lonely, right? Even with friends from university, we didn't really go in the same direction later in life, or our way of thinking is so different, and I moved cities again, so then you don't see each other that often again. But on the bright side, you make a new friend here and there who is about where you are in life. And you guys have the same mindset, similar goals, are happy for one another, don't like drama, so on. Things that are important to you are important to them as well. And these are friendships that will eventually last, or you will again make new ones depending on the next stages in your life. While this sounds so strange, it's just part of life, right? And for me, who always runs in small circles, it was a concept I needed to learn the hard way. A few years ago, I decided to not write people first. And well, wouldn't you know it, people really didn't write at all. And I was like, oh my God, how stupid was I? And how did I waste my time on this person who apparently doesn't put any effort into the friendship as I did? If you struggle with a friendship right now and you don't know if it's time wasted, then simply don't write them first and see how many of those friends ask how you are doing. What's up with you? Simple as that. Works every single time, and it's just like a little recommendation I can give you guys. Again, like so much deep talk, but honestly, this has been my experience and the experience of friends that I have currently as well. So obviously, this is a widespread phenomenon. But for example, you know, I'm still in contact with my bestie from high school, and it's just something, I guess, that's faith, you know? I still have a great time with her when we meet. We still share the same humor when we see one another. And while we've grown, there's still this bond that keeps us together because we're so familiar with one another, no matter how different our lives gotten. Whoa, relationships. I mean, I'm gonna go and answer more of your questions now. We talk a lot about them and connecting through the IG stories shared. So here's a little story time for you. Like you all know, Leo and I have been together for 10 years. This is not a walk in a park. First of all, to get the image, I had just finished high school when we met, and I never had a boyfriend before because my parents, they were really strict, and I wasn't allowed to date, to have a boyfriend, to do anything with any guy, obviously. That's also cultural. I'm Middle Eastern, and this is the way I was brought up. Although, you know, back in the days, I used to be so ashamed of it. Somehow, when people my age were allowed to date, and I was the only one who wasn't, now I really don't give a fuck that this is how I was brought up. I love my life and my husband. It's just meant to be for me. So yeah, for me, he's my first and last man I've ever been with. And we grew together, gone through ups and downs already together. And most of all, we had one breakup that lasted 3 months before our engagement. And oh my God, my entire family was so involved because for them, it was a no-brainer that we get married. So yeah, let's rewind what happened. I finally was at a stage in my life where I found my voice, knew who I was, and found that I was missing out on life being with one and the same person only. So I wanted to see and explore what options I had. But that summer, I traveled with friends and stayed at my family's place. And the entire summer, I spent with my mom. It felt like after moving to a new country, adjusting to university there, being in a relationship immediately, I needed me time. Just time for myself to clear out my mind and to think and to be content and enjoying the moment. So I really did that. And after 2 months of my eat, pray, and love journey, like I like to call it, I went on a trip with Leo and we rekindled our relationship, and the rest is history. It was clear to me that he's whom I wanted all along, but I needed to figure out what I wanted, who I was, what boundaries I have in life. And it turned out that this is all I needed, you know? And the reason why I'm sharing this story time is ideally, you know who you are, what you bring to the table, what boundaries you have entering a relationship, and make that very, very clear to your partner. A relationship itself is constant work. Being weak, not knowing your value, strength, makes everything even harder. And most people really, truly underestimate this and don't realize how not understanding these important things oftentimes turn into failed relationships. And that's something I really want to put an emphasis on. So yeah, that's kind of my little story times about relationships. And I think this story might help some of you. Next topic, a lot of question came in about growth. I also want to talk about this because it goes so well with the topics of friendships and relationships, and it's eventually one of the major parts of leading a successful life. So yeah, here's the deal. There is a seat for everybody at the table. I have gotten so many messages that are like, listen, I have like this crazy person at work. They don't want me to, you know, be on their same level, or I'm trying to break through this and that, and I always have somebody who tells me not to. So I want to tell you something very, very simple. If somebody is successful in the same niche or niche, I don't know how you spell this in English, that you are, let's say they're the best teacher in the world, right? Then you can also get the title of the best teacher in the world. Somebody else's success doesn't take anything away from yours. That's how it's always been in history anyway. Look at Nike and Adidas. Look at Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi. Look at Beyonce, and then came Rihanna. Everybody was laughing and saying, oh my God, she could never be the next Beyonce. And I'm aware that there's only one Beyonce, don't come for me. But she never needed to be the next Beyonce. Look at Riri. She became a billionaire despite of all the tabloids saying crazy things at the beginning. And then look at Adidas. I read Shoe Dog. It's such a beautiful book, such a good read, such a real story, the true story of success. Everybody should really read this. And you know, Nike didn't even exist when Adidas was already super, super successful. And when Nike started out, they filed for bankruptcy and everything, you know? And look at both now, like existing in the same space, both successful. But for every one person that's successful, they need even a competitor. Everywhere it's the same. That's long-term what makes you both then even more successful. It's crazy to think of, but it's human nature. And lastly, maybe Tinder and Bumble. Whitney, who started Bumble, even started at Tinder first and then started her own company, Bumble. There's a seat for everybody at the table. You know, each year there's this run-up of Ronaldo and Messi. And one year, Messi gets the Ballon d'Or. The next year, it's Cristiano. And then it's again Messi. And then again, Cristiano. It's just the way it is, you know? There's a seat for both of them to be the best soccer player in the world. So, somebody's success doesn't take anything away from yours, and growth means accepting this and being content with the system. It's a given, and we should all be extremely grateful that life works this way. People who don't want others to be successful because they aren't, or even because they are already and don't want somebody else to win in life as well, makes me genuinely cringe so hard. And those are simply not good people, no matter what they try to tell themselves. They may act like they are, but this is against being, you know, being, for example, a feminist, against being a girl's girl. And if you think like this, you will not attract the positive life or the things you really desire hard deeply. And also to even think and compare yourself with your competition and even think of a way to maybe differentiate yourself is so stupid and toxic because you're kind of obsessing over it. So that's also something negative, you know? Try to maybe just let go of those things. Once you really focus on yourself only and view your competition in a more healthy way that motivates you to continue doing, let's say they are achieving your goals, then it's like, wow, I want to be like that one day in my own unique way and see it as motivation, as something positive in my life. Then your life will transform and also your career will transform and the way you will change as well. So just be you, be kind, and do you. These are the topics, the hot topics that you guys sent in and wanted me to talk about. So I hope I gave you an insight of my thoughts, and I hope they were valuable. So yeah, I really hope you enjoyed this week's episode and loved listening to this. I'm currently shooting my skincare video. I'm also doing a list of recommendations with events worldwide that you bossies could attend, so maybe to find a date or even your future husband. So definitely stay tuned, and I talk to you guys next week. Until then, bye.